This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Tech Talk and I'm Jeff Sandhu. I'm here with Jonathan Hirsch. He's a UX consultant at Hirschworks.com. He has worked both directly with client-side commissioners and agency-side on a wide range of products for organizations encompassing small startups, multinationals, government agencies, charities, and academia. John is also a guest speaker during the UX Malaysia 2013 event happening in November. John, you will be talking about real-world UX, and you've been around in the industry for some time now. What is the current trend that you are seeing at the moment?
Hi, Jeff. I think there's probably three things. There's one is responsive design, which I kind of think is a bit of a buzzword, but it's a big thing in the industry at the moment. Mm-hmm. The other is lean UX, which is a particular approach towards user experience design. And the other, which I don't know if you could call it a trend, it's been going on forever, really, is a skills shortage. We have a massive skills shortage in the industry of good user experience skills. So I think those three things combined are probably the big things affecting the industry at the moment.
Mm. UX hasn't, it's sort of like a new buzzword at the moment. How long have you been in this industry and realized that there is sort of a need for user experience?
I've been around since long before it was called user experience. Mm. I think I'm just starting my 18th year in the industry. The thing, in a way, user experience is a buzzword. I struggle with the term, to be honest, because I don't think it's the right term, but it's the term that the industry's adopted. And that's fair enough. If that's the word people want to use, that's fine. I think what does matter is that the discipline that it represents is absolutely vital. It's the skills, the process, the thinking that we call user experience is really at the heart of our industry. And not just our industry. I think it has wider relevance across business in general, because it's really all about putting the user, the customer, at the heart of the thinking. To me, of course, it's just product design. I don't think we're necessarily inventing anything new here. What we're doing is product design. We're just doing it in the digital space, which brings certain advantages. We can iterate more quickly. We can experiment and try things out without some of the costs that might have previously been associated with our physical products. But, the process, essentially, it's product design.
Do you think people are not really understanding UX so much and they might be confused with UI, which is user interface?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of that. UX is a broad discipline. It encompasses a lot of stuff from, user interface to information architecture. I'd say it touches on content strategy. It certainly touches on technology. There's a lot of different bases underpinning it. I think there's two issues. I think one is perhaps that practitioners in the digital industry maybe don't always understand what it is. One of the challenges I think our industry has is it's very easy to call yourself something without actually having the skills or the qualifications to be that. So, inevitably we've got perhaps a lot more people calling themselves user experience practitioners than are necessarily very good at the job. But that's fine. They'll grow and learn over time. And I think perhaps one of the things, we're looking at talking about at the conference is how to up our game, what sort of skills make for great practitioners. Mm. The other side of it, I think, is on the client side, the commissioner side. And this is understandable because, to some extent, you could argue it's another buzzword for clients to get to grips with. But I sense that not everybody sort of understands the value of user experience and why it's an important component of a project. And in fact, not even a component. I would argue it's user experience is a mindset that needs to spread throughout the entire project, throughout the entire business even. I think there's some hurdles to be overcome in terms of persuading people that user experience is important. And again, it comes back to, I sort of have a feeling if we just called it product design, people would understand what we're talking about. But because we have to call it user experience, people don't necessarily understand it, because user experience, what the hell is user experience? It doesn't do what it says on the tin. It doesn't tell you what it is in and of itself. It's just the phrase that we happen to have adopted. And there's lots of reasons why it is what it is. But I think if we could call it product design, people would understand it better. But it's user experience design. It's vital. It's important. It's the difference between a great product and a product that fails. And you know, so I hope we can sort of see it becoming more widespread and more widely understood.
So early on, you know, you mentioned that lean UX is one of the trends that we are seeing. What is actually lean UX, and you know, what are the processes like for people that are interested to adopt lean UX?
Well, yeah, I mean, lean UX is it's a great approach. It's I guess the basic idea. There's a number of sort of core tenets to it, but I guess the basic idea is it's all about getting to a product more quickly. It's about sort of testing your ideas, prototyping, iterating, getting something out there to the market as quick as you can. The idea being that you put stuff out there, you try it. If it works, it's great. If it doesn't, you iterate, you pivot, you continue. There's other sort of tenets around the idea of during the project process, you favor the idea of shared understanding. So you work with a cross-disciplinary team throughout the project in preference to having lots of deliverables, documentation that you then hand over in a sort of a more linear process, which was the traditional way of doing things. I think, you know, it's a fantastic approach in theory. Actually putting it into practice can be extremely difficult. I think it lends itself better perhaps to the startup environment where maybe you have small teams who are working on a single project, a single product, you know, their own product, to try and get it out there. I think particularly in the world of agencies, it can be very tough to implement. And plus, it's one of a number of approaches. It's a great approach when it works. I think my worry is that it risks being misused as a sort of almost as an excuse for actually not being very good at design. I think one of the things that it promotes perhaps is this idea of devolving design responsibility down to the user, which I don't think is actually what's intended, but it's one of the consequences that can happen from it. This idea that if you co-create your product with your users, if you engage your users early on and throughout, and you get them involved in the creation process, which that's design research. That's what you should do. But I think the risk is, combined with the skill shortage I alluded to, it becomes very easy to cover up for the fact perhaps that you don't have the skills or the team that you need to have, and it becomes a way of saying, well, we'll get the users to design the product rather than having the designers take the responsibility. Because I think, you know, one of the core points about being a great designer is, you know, the job of the designer is to take all the insight, the data, the analytics, all everything you know about your users, and to gather that information, but to take all that and to decide what the product needs to be, to create that vision, and then to see that vision through all the way to the completion of the product. So I think even with a lean approach, you know, you still need visionary designers. You still need people who can take that responsibility, who can champion the vision and make it happen. And I worry that lean as an approach can be misused to as an excuse for not having great design skills. But you know, as an approach, it's a fantastic approach. It's just difficult to do it right all of the time.
These designers that you were speaking of, are they like, do you call them a rock star designer?
I do. it's an interesting one, because that term, rock star designer, has come in for a lot of flack in recent years, and particularly from the lean movement. You know, the lean movement sort of rails against the idea of a rock star designer. And I think with some justification, I think as always happens in the digital industry, the pendulum swings in one direction and it swings back too far in the other direction. I think, you know, what you don't want in a designer, of course, is someone who's purely in it for self-promotion, who's got that massive ego. I mean, actually, even if they have got a massive ego, that doesn't matter. What's important is that they're doing it for the right reasons, that their desire is to create the best possible product. And I think the reality is that most designers have that motivation. I think the rock star criticism is perhaps a little misplaced. You know, for me, what a rock star designer is basically someone who can get the job done, who can work around whatever constraints the project will throw at them, who's got the sort of the experience and the intuition to be able to come up with a great product, regardless of how much user insight you've got to work with. Because, you know, in an ideal world, you'd have tons of user insight. You'd have your users right there with you, helping you design the product. But that never happens. You know, the reality is there's never enough time. You can never get the right people involved. So I think the idea of a rock star designer to me is someone who sort of got the skills and experience to get the job done in adverse circumstances. And I think a lot of that, ironically, design is only a small part of that job. To be a really, really great designer, the bit where you're actually designing is, I don't know, 20% of the job, maybe. You know, the rest of it's about being a great consultant, an interviewer, a listener, a facilitator. It's about communicating. It's about engaging with your clients. It's about presenting work back to them and justifying your design decisions. It's about research. It's about all sorts of stuff that isn't specifically the design piece. I guess the key point, I think, and this is what I think the critics of rockstar designers have in mind, is the one thing you don't want is the designer who sits at their desk working in isolation and a number of days or weeks later comes back with a product. You know, but that's not what design is about. You know, good design has always been about getting out there, doing your research, speaking to people, working with other people, collaborating. But I think the key point and where sort of the rockstar piece comes into my mind is you've still got to have the designer who is responsible for the product, who owns the vision, who makes the decisions. And sure, yeah, they've got to be pragmatic. They've got to be capable of being decisive and thinking quickly and working within the project constraints. But if you don't have that visionary, that person who makes those decisions, then you end up with sort of a race to the bottom, a race to the lowest common denominator. You end up with a product that, is designed by people who perhaps don't necessarily know what they want. You know, I think probably the worst thing you can do is let your users design your product in isolation without any sort of expert input. You know, the point about designers is we're experts. We're supposed to be making those decisions. And so to my mind, the whole user engagement piece, that's the input. The designers are then responsible for the output and making those design decisions.
I'm speaking to Jonathan Hirsch, a rockstar UX consultant. No, I'm just kidding. UX consultant at Hirschworks.com. And in just a moment, we'll talk about what skills required when it comes to UX practice. This is BFM 89.9. Jeff Sandu here, and with me today is Jonathan Hirsch. He's the experienced UX consultant at Hirschworks.com. We're talking about UX practice in the real world. What are some of the challenges of implementing UX practice in the real world? You know, does it require a huge change in mindset?
I think to some extent, yes. I guess it all depends the environment you're in. A lot of my time recently has been spent in agencies and in larger organizations, and I think there it can be a challenge. I think the problem is, one is a lack of skills, lack of resources. You know, there just aren't that many good people out there, so you're constantly fighting to get good resource. I think the other is, you know, one of the sort of the tenets of certainly the lean UX process, and aside from that, it would be good practice anyway, is that you should work with people across different disciplines. You know, you need your developers involved in the design process. You need your business stakeholders involved. You need your content creators involved. And one of the challenges, especially in an agency environment, is getting those people in the same place at the same time. You know, agencies run lean in the other sense of the word. You know, they don't spare resource kicking around. If anything, they're going to be overworking their resources. They're going to be scrabbling around trying to get freelancers at the last minute. and then schedules change and projects come and go and pitches have to be worked on and won. So actually trying to get people on a project team 100% for the duration of a project is pretty rare. So I think the biggest challenge, I think, for UX, certainly in an agency environment, but I think probably in other environments as well, is just getting the right people at the right time. I think it's also possibly impacted on by, I hesitate to say a lack of understanding, but perhaps a lack of recognition of the importance of UX. It can be very difficult to argue the case for putting a lot of resource into the UX piece. Combined with the fact that UX really is something that should start at the beginning of the project and end at the end of the project. It shouldn't really be a task on the timeline. It isn't something that you slot in at the beginning of week four and it finishes halfway through week six. it's not, you know, that may be what you do with a subset of it, with a piece of the design, but you know, for UX to be done well, it's kind of all pervasive. It needs to be represented throughout the project. It needs to be driving the project. You wouldn't put up a tower block without having an architect involved pretty much throughout. You wouldn't develop a product without having your product designers involved throughout. So there seems to be this tendency that UX is this task that can be scheduled in somewhere along the way, and all this other stuff's going to happen around it. And that to my mind is one of the biggest challenges. It doesn't really work very well when it's done like that. And convincing project managers, team managers, account managers, and so on, that it needs to be given more priority. I think that's probably the biggest challenge.
Who's actually responsible for UX design? Is it the project commissioner, or is it the manufacturer themselves, or is it the digital advertisers?
it should be everyone. The UX discipline is something that really ought to run from CEOs all the way down to, you know, the most junior people. I'd love to see, you know, the disciplines that are taught in schools. I'm a huge believer that product design ought to be taught in schools as a core of the curriculum, but that's a whole other topic. I think it's, you know, in a project context, UX typically is the responsibility of someone with a title like head of UX or user experience lead or user experience architect or whatever. But again, that's, you know, it's coming at it from the point of view of UX is a piece of the puzzle. It's a task on the timeline. It's a person or a team who will bring into the project to do a piece of work for a set piece of time. And ideally UX would be running the project. I'm probably going to get shot for saying that because there'll be loads of project managers that will hate me for saying that. But, you know, I think I've seen so many projects go wrong because UX hasn't been given sufficient weight at the outset. And I sort of think really, really good UX practitioners, the sort of the rock stars I was talking about, the people who are consultants, who are business analysts, who have that mix of skills across design, content, business, technology, those people and the experience to go with it, those are the sort of people really that should be leading projects that have the sort of, you know, that define the vision of what the product needs to be. Of course, you have project managers who run the day-to-day, it's arguable how much UX they need to understand. It would be great if they had a lot more. It would be great if everybody across projects had a lot more experience and understanding of the UX discipline. It's not something that people with, it's not something that only people with UX in their title need to have. But I guess it's a dilemma because on the one hand, we could go a long way by convincing clients, commissioners, the brand owners, that they need to be asking for more UX. On the other hand, it's not there. They shouldn't be expected to know, you know, how the project needs to be run. That's the job of the supplier, the agency, or the studio that's creating the product. It's their job to decide on the best approach. And I think a lot of agencies struggle with integrating UX into their processes. And it's probably because the term UX has become more widely used in the last 5 or 6 years. If you went back to basics and said, hey, guys, how do you do product design? I suspect they'd be able to answer the question a lot more easily. Projects need to be planned with more understanding of UX from the outset, I would argue.
So you think product design and UX are kind of like the same thing?
Well, to me they are. I mean, you know, I acknowledge we could end up just splitting hairs and arguing over semantics. but if it's basically about deciding what the product needs to be, in order to do that, you have to go back to your business requirements, you go back to your users, you have to understand, you know, who's the product for, why are they using it, what do they expect, what are their needs, their desires, what's the context in which they're using it, what are the business goals for this product? You know, because I think one of the key things about user experience, it's not necessarily about what do the users want. It's about what do we as a business want the users to want. How do we give them that experience in a way that they're happy to do what we want them to do? So there's all these things you have to go back and consider. And it's the same thought process as if you were designing any product. You know, the fact that it's a website or a mobile app or some other digital product is kind of irrelevant. You know, it's products, and you know, and this is one of my problems with the term user experience. You know, a knife and fork can have a user experience, but that's not what we mean by the term user experience. You know, but I think the thought process is essentially the same. It's, you know, it is product design.
Come 2014, what do you think will happen in the way we approach UX design and experience? Or what would you like to see happening?
Yeah, I was going to say predictions are dangerous things, I suspect.
Putting you on the line.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, if I wanted to be controversial, I think we're going to see a massive backlash against the lean approach. Not because there's anything wrong with lean, but because people are going to struggle to implement it. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, the big thing in our industry is the pendulum. You know, something comes along, everyone jumps on the bandwagon, the pendulum swings too far in one direction, and then it swings back again. And, you know, give it a year or two and we'll probably have everything will settle down into a nice sort of equilibrium. And then the next thing will come along. But no, so I suspect we might have a backlash against the lean approach. What I hope will happen next year is that we'll see greater recognition of the importance of user experience, both on the business side amongst clients and in agency side. I hope we'll find agencies becoming more comfortable with it, getting better at integrating it into their processes. I hope we'll see more people entering the field and getting better within the field. You know, I say we have a skills shortage, and it probably sounds critical when I talk about, you know, we have low barriers to entry. It's very easy for people to call themselves user experience practitioners without necessarily having the skills and experience to do it properly. That's not really a criticism. That's just you know, that's an inevitable fact of our industry. You know, we need more people, but we also need the people that are in there to have better skills. So I hope what we can do is, you know, it's a function of it being a young industry. You know, time will be the answer to that. So I hope what we'll see next year is more people getting infused by user experience, getting excited by it, and getting better at doing it.
And one way of doing it is by having events, and you'll be sharing more information during UX Malaysia 2013 as well?
Absolutely. You know, it's quite exciting to be able to come over and speak at the event, and I'm very much looking forward to it. The sort of things I want to explore in my talk is very much around skills and education, because that's a passion of mine. And I'm hoping what I can do is share some thoughts on the kind of skills that make for a great UX designer, and some of the ways that perhaps people can acquire those skills and things people can do to try and improve themselves and push themselves up the career ladder.
Jonathan, thank you so much for spending time being on the show.
Not at all, pleasure.
I've been speaking to Jonathan Hirsch, UX consultant at hirschworks.com, talking about UX practice in the real world. Jonathan, again, will be sharing more information during UX Malaysia 2013, happening in November. This is Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.